Producer Julie Rose from member station KPCW in Salt Lake City recently listened in on a conversation between two American veterans separated by generations. They found they had a lot in common.
Tell me what war you were in.
Iraq. Iraqi Freedom.
Where'd you go?
Baghdad.
Where did you fight?
In Saddam City.
How long were you there fighting?
4 months.
You were in combat all the time?
Yes.
Well, then you've learned a lot. You've learned a lot.
My name is Dylan Daniels. I served in the Marine Corps in Operation Iraqi Freedom there in Baghdad. We were with the Invasionary Force, fought through Nasiriyah, a town called Al-Fajar, and Baghdad. And I'm 26 years old.
Spring chicken.
Yeah.
My name is Harry Bernard Miller. In about 6 months, June 14th, I will be 100 years young. I served in Normandy. I was in the 314th Infantry, 79th Division. I was close to injured, close, but I didn't get any bullets. I got a lot of shrapnel, but that's as far as it went.
The only thing that happened to me was just getting a little bit of shrapnel, that's it. And the body armor took care of that, so I never got hurt at all.
We had no body armor whatsoever. We were just with our plain, dirty clothes and with a gun, with a rifle, and that was it. We moved by foot, walked miles and miles to find the enemy. When we found them, then we had a combat.
We rode in trucks until we got to where we needed to go, and then we jumped out, and then we didn't have to walk miles and miles to find the enemy. We didn't have to walk very far at all. So
I'm going to show you my movies on the invasion in your leisure time, and you'll have a better idea what the atmosphere was.
Well, for one thing, the style of warfare was different. This was, army on army, and now in Iraq, it's a form of guerrilla warfare, where the enemy isn't wearing a uniform and you're not fighting on an open field. The enemy is dressed up like the civilians and you're fighting in cities.
In the army, you don't know where you can live from day to day. Whatever you were doing, in back of that brain of mine was, the Germans are hiding someplace. I was glad to be home.
You had to learn to live with the experiences that you had over there. And it was hard for me to accept what I had done out there in certain situations. Even though it was my job, I still felt grief about having to do certain things, and just coming to terms with that was a difficult transition for me when I came back.
He had a tough fight. They had a lot of fighting to do. It's not easy to explain what I went through. It's not easy. If you were in the service, then like with him, I can talk his language, and he can talk mine, because he knows what I know, and I know what he knows.
That's right.
That was Marine Reservist Dylan Daniels and World War II veteran Harry Miller. This is NPR, National Public Radio.